The briefing room mirror created what was termed positive psychological feedback. It allowed a simple soldier to see what a monster he was in battle armor. Some psychs had felt it would have a negative effect on some warriors, particularly the females. It was a stupid notion, immediately overruled. All killers like to look the part. They did. 2 meters tall, they weighed 6 times their norm. Their armored, powered hands could crush steel, stone, bone. Armored legs could propel the fastest, around 100 kilometers per standard hour. The suit protected them as well, automatically and instantly distributing most concussions in an evenly expanding pattern from the point of impact to the entire surface of the armor. Standard warrior armor carried blaze rifles on each sleeve. Hold the arm out, palm down, drop the wrist, blazer fire. Even plasteel would boil before it. The blaze bombs, clipped on racks on their backs, provided not only an explosion, but spherical delivery of blazer fire in a single heartbeat. And there were other gifts. They were, for example, complete. They carried with them all air, food, etc. Deepest ocean or vacuum. They needed no help from home for 5 standard days, 3 with a major battle a day. Only 1 if always fighting. The mirror helped. They were monsters, they could see that. Felix took the blaze rifle, the blazer, from the slot in the long row which had a number to match the one pulsing inside his helmet. He checked it for charge, attached it to his back. Scout suits, much smaller than standard issue, had no blazer capacity built in. Scouts carried rifles, used by open-air troops for 30 years. Also, they had fewer blaze bombs, only 9 as opposed to the 24 the warriors carried. Scouts must be fleet, must be able to realize their much greater potential for speed and agility, and, where warrior suits bore different colors for rank and group, all scouts were black, flat black, dull, non-shiny space black. Death black, Felix thought, as he watched the 5 other scouts collect and attach their rifles. Then he followed them out of the armory alcove into the briefing room proper. The room held 21 warriors, group leaders representing 2,000 line warriors, and 1 assault commander. Each bore the broad colored stripings of rank and its attendant responsibility. As scouts had no effective rank, they likewise possessed no real niche in the line of command. Warrant officers, technically, but with no command in standard situations. Many enlisted personnel requested scout duty. They sought the partial privileges of officer rank and the chance for rapid advancement much heralded by the grapevine. In truth, no scout advanced more than a step or two. Instead, they died. Even Felix's paranoid fatalism had not considered this, though he had heard, as had all, that the scout's survival rate was considerably less than line warriors. "A lousy scout," he mumbled disgustedly.